from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do you want a smart, lasting clean? Of course you do.
Yes.
You should look to Zero Res because it is, in fact, a smart, lasting clean. It's just Tribble and Squid, Dylon, Day-Day. No Mike. He's on vacay down in at the Floribama. And Tiffany, she's got a gig this weekend, doesn't she? Is that why she's...
Yes, she is. She's in, I think she's in Dallas for the WNBA game. I think it's the Liberty and somebody. I'm not sure who Dallas's team is, but it's the Liberty and somebody.
And then, of course, she flies out next Friday. I said, don't pack like a Kardashian.
Dude, I
don't have 35 pieces of luggage to go to Europe.
I'm going to ask her on Monday, and she'll probably tell me to shut up. But I'm going to ask her to document how many bags she's taken.
I told her she needs to journal the hell out of that trip.
Oh, yeah.
Every moment. You know how much good content? Because you know how she is. She always finds herself in these hilariously absurd situations and the way she responds to things. So I hope she does that. So
I do, too. Right. That'd be a good little blog, little Olympic blog.
Yeah.
Somebody might pay for that.
Little travel log, yeah. If you will.
I'll get 10%. Me and Tribble get 10% apiece.
I'll get nothing, probably.
Oh,
like always, I get nothing.
I'm not getting anything.
Even though I'm the idea man,
that's
I get
not
nothing.
True. I gave you Bloody Mary mix yesterday.
That's true.
Well, I told you what we think about idea men around here. They're nobodies unless you execute them.
That's right. Knowing and not doing is the same thing as not knowing at all, gentlemen. Remember that.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, if you know and not do, you might as well not know, because you need to do. It's very simple.
You sound like a politician right now. Don't respond. Just move on.
1,000 points of light. Jesse Bates, number 3 on the NFL's list of top 10 safeties behind Kyle Hamilton of the Ravens and Antoine Winfield of the Buccaneers.
Two really good players, by the way.
Two really good players.
But I think that he should be above Kyle Hamilton.
MVP of the Falcons last year, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not saying much. That's like the skinniest kid at fat camp, but
well,
still.
Look, he ranked first among safeties in his ball hawk rate.
Yep.
He had 6 interceptions, which, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he was the only DB to have more than one interception for this team, maybe.
Yeah, those were really scarce last year.
Yeah. I just think that I think Kyle Hamilton has the grace to play behind a very good defensive front 7, and I don't think that Jesse Bates plays behind as good of a front 7. And I think Jesse Bates did more as a leader on the defense. I think Look, I don't get to be around Kyle Hamilton, and and that's that. But the fact of the matter is, I've seen Jesse Bates, and I've seen the leader he is on that team. I've seen the things he does off the field, helping young players in the secondary mature. I also never saw him make a, I'll call it a boneheaded, selfish play like Kyle Hamilton did in the London game, where he launches himself helmet first into a player and gets himself thrown out of a game that I think they end up losing in London. And to me, that goes into account. I think you got to look at all these games and everything that goes into it. I think Jesse Bates is a better safety than Kyle Hamilton. Kyle Hamilton is a freaking baller, and I did not think he would be this good coming out of Notre Dame. I just think Jesse Bates is better.
It's like Jesse Bates had to create his opportunities more so than Kyle Hamilton did.
Go look at the you know what? Yes, go look at the Bryce Young interception in that first game. He had two of them, but got first one,
yep.
He baited him. He said, "I watched college film and knew he would do that."
Knew his tendencies, and you lay back and then you pounce. And that's what the great ones do.
Yeah, absolutely right.
They kind of trick you into making a bad throw. This offense, Falcons, offensive line comes back intact. We have a quarterback. We got our skill position players. This team has to average 30 points a game next year, don't they?
Who's your most important person on offensive line?
Well, probably the center.
Absolutely the center. I thought they could have upgraded it, and they didn't.
Maybe your quarterback can help upgrade the center a little
bit. You know what? It's a good call. The quick release will update it. You know what else is going to upgrade this offense? Is it something we talked about? I think you were here for this last week when Drake London made the comment about we're gonna be a really fast paced offense.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people say, oh, they're gonna hurry up. Your defense better be good. I don't think it has anything to do with defense. I think it has to do with the offense, the routes, the way it's set up.
Hurrying up when the play is already in motion, when the ball's been snapped, that kind of hurry up. Because you were sitting there saying it seems like it just took years for these plays to develop once the ball was snapped.
Well, it did because you would run two-man routes with Max Protect. You would have Drake London running like a post route, and then you would maybe have a go route on the other side, and it would normally be a guy you don't 100% run on the go route at times. You just look at it and you go, it takes forever for anything to happen. And you have and also when you do that, it's a two-man route. So you can have seven guys up front and drop four in a two-man route. You got it covered easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is. I think it's about getting the ball out quick. I think that could upgrade the offense. I think 30 points would be – to me, 30 points means you're winning 11 games. I would take 28 points. In fact, if you can hold a team, if your defense, I think if you score 24 points a game in the NFL, you should win.
You absolutely should. What happened last year? Statistically, Falcons were basically top 12 defense. Top 12. What happened? It was late in the games where they would let things go.
They got worn down. They also got hit with the injury bug up front.
Big
where
time.
At one point in time, you didn't have Grady. You didn't have Kentavious Street. You didn't have Onyemata. Like, you were missing guys. Not to mention, you know, what they do with Troy Anderson, what he does this year, what they're going to use him as, because
I hope he finally figures out, because we know what a freakish athlete he is.
So
he's got to stay healthy.
I would have put weight on him. I would have said, I need you to gain at least, he's like 235. Him and T.J. Watt are the same build, but T.J. Watt's a little bit thicker.
Right.
He's a better athlete, I think, than T.J. Watt.
Troy Anderson's a freak of an athlete.
So, yeah. So, if you add a few pounds, which might take a little bit of speed, I would try to use him in a hybrid role off the edge at times, use him all over, because I think your middle with Landman and
He'd be a speed rusher, right?
Yeah.
Clearly.
He's
got to learn the hand combat and all the other things.
But he had all offseason.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
But, I mean, I don't know if they're doing that. But Kendall Ellis.
I never really thought about that with Troy Anderson. I like that.
It's just something that popped in my head because they are somewhat thin at outside linebacker. And what they did add, they added more up front. And they added guys really that are interchangeable. They added guys that can play all over the defensive line.
What do you think about the linebacker? Other than being thin, Is the linebacking core maybe, are they just a little bit slow prep? Solid tacklers, Landman, solid tackler, but are they laterally, are they maybe a step slow?
The middle?
Yeah.
You maybe, but go back to what we said about Jesse Bates, and I'm not talking about Jesse Bates' speed or anything, but last year, the thing you saw about Landman and Ellis is that they were always in the right place.
They were always in the right place at the right, yep.
So
and you can compensate for maybe being a step slow by the shoulders up, your brain.
Yeah. Two things come to mind when I see that. Well coached, because I believe they were well coached. I believe the defense was well coached last year.
It was.
But also, they're smart players who work. And when I mean work, not just on the field, they study. And that off the – dude, Ricardo Allen was a seventh-round pick who was a practice squad player his first year as a cornerback. And then Dan Quinn comes in here, and he becomes your free safety. He becomes that eraser role in that cover three.
He thrived.
And he was a great player.
Yep.
Great, you know, good player. When I say great, but good player for us, right? That is because, and I was talking to him leaving New Orleans one day, and it's when you get off the bus there, you go through this little shack. It's like a shed, and then you walk forever across the tarmac getting on the plane. And we're walking, and we were talking. And I said, you know, what? He said, I said, how have you reinvented yourself? And he's like, well, and it's all off the record, but now he's not a player anymore. He's a coach. And he goes, man, I'm always studying, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, what's the end result for you? And he goes, I'm not going to play 15 years. He goes, I'm going to play as long as I think I can. He goes, and I want to coach. He goes, I love football. He goes, I know I got this knack for being like a film rat kind of guy. He goes, but I love it. He goes, and I want to coach it at one point. That's where I see my future. And that immediately you knew.
Like he's looking more forward to being a coach than the rest of his playing career, right? Just
yeah, a little
just
bit.
Because of that approach.
But you knew right then, I was like, I mean, this guy, you knew that, you heard it, but it just clicked with, that's why you made a Pro Bowl. That's why you're so damn good, is all you care about is you're in that room always. It was just cool. Those guys are always winners. That's what Jesse Bates is. Jesse Bates is a film rat.
And a leader. One of the sheriffs in that locker room.
And now, according to some people, he's clearly underrated.
I would agree with that. Hey, we're just 2 weeks away. What, 12 days from start of training camp, right? It's looming.
That's right.
And we'll be up there big time. But coming up next, a gentleman has a start this weekend that could define his postseason aspirations. We'll get into that next on The Morning Shift. Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
This, former Esiason with a Sports Minute, sponsored by Fisher Investments. Pittsburgh's all-star right-hander Paul Skeens is making Major League rookie history almost as frequently as Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese rewrite WNBA rookie history as well. Last night, Skeens fired 7 no-hit innings against Milwaukee. He walked 1 and fanned 11. It was the second time he's hurled 6 or more no-hit innings in his 11 big league starts. That is quite the start. I'm Boomer Esiason.
We just want to have enough money for retirement.
And travel to visit our grandchildren.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we start by getting to know each other. So I can learn about your family, lifestyle, goals and needs, allowing us to tailor your portfolio.
What about commission-based products?
We don't sell those. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in your best interest.
So how do your management fees work?
We have a simple management fee based on the value of your portfolio. So we do better when you do better.
We appreciate that kind of transparency.
We also check in with you regularly to keep you up to date on the markets and your portfolio.
Well, what other services do you offer?
As a client, you have access to resources on investing, financial planning, estate planning, Social Security, Medicare, and more.
Wow, sounds like Fisher Investments has everything we need.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning, everybody. Did you know it's a fair foul Friday? It's
it
in the on-deck circle warming up.
Oh,
what it's
boy.
Doing.
Well, who's playing?
Well, I am the purveyor of buy or sell. So I want Day-Day to play. I want Dylon to play. And I want you to play.
Oh, I get to play. Yay. What, the Twins are getting to play?
They're both in full pads. They got their 92.9 The Game shirts on.
Get this.
T-shirts. Same color.
Same shirt, same color, glasses, same headphones.
That's true.
Twinsies.
Better than the pajamas he and Abe wore.
You know.
Yeah, but they got the W.
I'm going to say we won, so now, it's all good.
What's the context of this, though, in case people are wondering?
Abe and 92.9 The Game, the 92.9 The Game Olympics is going on. It's happening during Dukes and Bell every day. I think, where are y'all at today, Dylan?
We are at Lake Lanier Islands, back at Lake Lanier Islands, but we are at Margaritaville. Wednesday, we're at Game Changer. So today, we'll be at Margaritaville playing cornhole.
And yesterday, y'all were at?
Pickle and Social in Suwannee.
So they're at Pickle and Social yesterday. Today, they're at Margaritaville. Go see them. Dukes and Bell will be broadcasting live.
But dear God, you have events in Birmingham, too?
Like,
you have to
Wednesday,
drive to get there.
Well, yeah. Wednesday, they were at Game Changers, right? And Dylan and Abe won the axe throwing contest, beating my guy Day-Day and Bo Johnson. And Abe and Dylon decided to go shopping together. They went on the way
up
there.
That's adorable.
And they bought matching outfits. I guess they'd call them their uniforms. And then they proceeded to back that up by dominating. So I will say this. You're right, Day-Day, but they kind of hold the card to talk trash. And that they
you're right.
Did you and Abe have like a few margaritas with lunch and talk about how terrible men are?
No, we did not. But as soon as the draft happened, I believe it was on Monday. Then on Tuesday, Abe and I met up at Target because Abe texted me. He was like, yo, bro, we got to be official. We got to get some uniforms going. And I was all for it. So we went to Target, found our matching outfits. And then Wednesday we showed up and we kicked some butt.
Y'all should bring those matching outfits back for the Christmas party, too.
We might. You know what? We might get matching elite sweater vests. You never know. Stay tuned.
I still want to get my Letterman sweater. I got to get my letter from West Georgia.
Well, Dylan's supposed to be working on it. Dylan.
I'm outsourcing to Sam Crenshaw now because Sam Crenshaw, he's the real West Georgia GOAT. So
yeah.
I'm going to get in touch with Sam Crenshaw and we'll make it happen.
That's right.
Hold on. Dylan. Why do you do this to me?
What?
What did you
do? You literally said, what was it, yesterday or 2 days ago, I got connections, I'll make this happen. And now you're outsourcing it.
He's using a connection that he has in Sam Crenshaw, actually, so he's not completely wrong.
He felt like he had connections at West Georgia. Like,
I mean, I do, but Sam Crenshaw is the GOAT. Like, he's got even more connections than me.
How about you do this? How about you reach out to your people, and you have Sam reach out to his people, and y'all go about this like a two-headed monster, and then we know that it'll get done.
You know what? That's a great idea, Squid.
Well,
Dylan.
I don't have that.
I should do the most self-serving thing and invite West Georgia's new football coach on, and then I can appeal to him for the letter. I think he might make it happen.
Well, you know what? You do it on the show that I'm with you, yeah. And I'll do the appealing.
That'd be great.
All right, let's do it. Book it.
Oh, West Georgia, by the way, moving up, like the equivalent of Division I AA.
Yeah, you know, and KSU moved up to Conference USA.
Yeah, yes, they did.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! All right, Braves. Last night, Max Fried, he did all he could do. He did all he could do.
He probably went
to the locker room. Guys, I did all I could do.
You know, I think he was more like, I did my job, and I'll do it again.
I did my job. 1-0, one bad pitch, solo home run, and, Braves just couldn't get anything together offensively. Get the they split the four-game series.
Well, the good part about this is you took the season series with Arizona,
yep,
who could be a team that you're competing with the wild card position for. So now you need to go to San Diego, and honestly, I want to sleep. I want to go, like I said, beginning of the week, I want to go 5-2 on this road trip. But you got to go get that. I want to criticize the offense, but you know, you're not going to score 5 runs every game.
Nope.
And you had a couple of balls that would have been home runs in that park. And I know that that's the way – I know that it's not an excuse. But I guess what I'm saying is you didn't look
terrible. It's not an
terrible.
Excuse, but it's a valid thing. They barreled some balls that would have been a home run in most of the ballparks in Major League Baseball.
You didn't look incompetent from the plate is what I'm trying to say.
Not at all.
You didn't strike out. They only struck out, I think, like 6 times last night. So to me, that's part of it. You did have some weakly hit balls, but you weren't terrible. It just, you know, Matt Olson, and I love what Matt Olson says. He goes, "Well, I didn't hit it good enough. I didn't hit it as well as I could have," and he's right. But that ball was caught. His glove might have been over the fence. It was right there at the top of the wall.
Right.
So it's just one of those nights. But that's why losing Wednesday night was such a bad deal. That was one that you just felt. It felt bigger than didn't feel as big as it was, and last night stung.
There's one guy who I believe, and I'm probably, Grant McCauley probably roll his eyes, no way. I think Spencer Schwellenbach, he has a chance to start a postseason game for the Braves if he can keep getting better and better and better and better. Because I think the world of this kid and this prospect, a lot more than the parade of guys that are brought up from Gwinnett to a spot start, but Schwellenbach, he got over the hump his last start. The fifth inning has been his bugaboo. That's like an 18 ERA. You notice he'll be cruising along, and all of a sudden he'll have a bad inning, and it's usually the fifth inning. And a lot of times those innings when he does give up runs, something weird, a rare Matt Olson error, a little nubber for an infield hit, and next thing you know, they're scoring 2 or 3 runs off of him. But I think the makeup is there. Clearly the stuff is there.
But you don't think it's fatigue. It's bad luck with a little bit of what, maybe not trusting your stuff or maybe relying on one pitch too much. Like,
no, he's not relying on one pitch too much because his entire arsenal, 5 pitches, he's throwing an equal amount of time, basically 20% of the time for everything. And he's not walking guys. That's what impresses me. He's got that arsenal. He's not walking guys.
You know what the amazing thing about Schwellenbach is that he has way more velocity than we think.
He'll run it up there at 97 with his fastball.
Well, he's throwing his, and you're absolutely right. What's amazing is he has 6 pitches.
Yep.
4 of which he throws 18% of the time or more, but not throwing one pitch more than 24%.
Yep.
And his 4-seam average is 96, which means he's hitting 97, 98 here and there. And that's good stuff. That is good velocity with movement, but he looks like a major league pitcher.
He does. Are the Braves going to re-sign Max Fried? That's correct.
No. No, I don't think Max Fried or Charlie Morton's on this team. That's why
Charlie Morton's probably going to retire.
But that's exactly my point with that. That's why I think. That's why I'm telling you guys that no move is going to be so huge, and I don't foresee a pitcher leaving this staff as far as a prospect like a Schauver or a Waltrip or a Schwellenbach or an Anderson, honestly. I don't see any of these guys leaving this team this year, the trade deadline, unless you get a Crochet. It's Crochet, right? Like a Crochet or somebody back that has control.
Left-hander from the White Sox.
Yeah, which you would have control over. So I think that, and I think you might have to give up two of these guys. But also, I think that they're hesitant to do that because you use these guys too much during the year. I think Ian Anderson is, now Ian Anderson could be pivotal to the plans in the offseason. How he comes back, whether you like it or not, like we like it or not, whether we trust
like
him or not.
I like it depending on how well he does.
Yeah, and I think how well he does coming back could be a factor in how they treat the offseason as far as pitching goes. It could affect Max Fried. Schwellenbach's next 5 or 6 starts could affect Max Fried's contract too.
Absolutely.
I just don't think they're ever going to ante up, and I think Max Fried is pitching himself into big money.
With the Dodgers. Or the Yankees.
Or
probably.
The Phillies.
That's right. Let's go in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close! Bring it in close!
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle, brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com. On the Morning Shift.
This could be kind of the most annoying time of the year for me because we are so desperate to get football going. Training camps, 12 days away. And we have to resort, and it's list season. We just had the list of the best safeties in NFL. Jesse Bates comes in at number 3. And it's just, there's not a lot interesting in the NFL right now to me until training camp starts.
No, there's not. Honestly, the first story that I see that I want to talk about is not fun to talk about. And it's the fact that legendary defensive coordinator Monty Kiffin passed
Lane's
away.
Lane's father, 84 years old, yep.
I mean, you go back to there's a lot of people that can take credit for the Tampa Bay Super Bowl back in the 2000.
He's the architect of the Tampa 2, isn't he?
Yeah. And I'm pretty positive. And I'd have to double check that. But Kiffin was the DC of those great defenses, and he did a lot of good stuff. He bounced around the league. He's clearly a good father because he went and had to put up with his son being under his son. In Tennessee for a couple of years.
I love Lane Kiffin.
I
think he's entertaining. He's amusing.
I like 2024 Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. Except the petulant, entitled Lane Kiffin from years ago. Now he's funny to me.
He grew up and he realized that everyone thinks I'm a jerk. Oh, you want to go to it? Let's go to it. It's just like we talked about with Cam where. He wants to be the heel until he gets called out for it.
Yes, exactly.
That was Lane Kiffin early in his career. And then Lane Kiffin, it the clock went off. Maybe he had the maturity of the front lobe, whatever it is. That, you know, say they say matures on minute 25. Maybe it took 35 for him.
Your executive functioning frontal lobe. Yes.
Yeah.
You start understanding consequences for your actions and the potential consequences for your actions, basically.
It's like his finally matured and he goes – You want to treat me this way? I mean, you know what it was? Nick Saban. When he got with Nick Saban and he would act like a jerk, Saban would treat him like a jerk. And Nick Saban changed him because when he left there, he was a completely different coach and honestly person in the media after that.
But he'd sit there and he'd kind of subtly make fun and mock Nick Saban in meetings and stuff like that. Not in a bad way, not in an overly disrespectful way, but I hope Lane Kiffin stays at Ole Miss for the entirety of his career and keeps them relevant and maybe sneaks into the playoffs and this, that, and the other. Because I just like Lane Kiffin. I find him interesting.
You know what the funny thing
Clearly
is?
Clearly, I didn't go to Tennessee. But
yeah, well, he's doing it kind of the way Deion is trying to do it at Colorado. Yep.
Transfer portal. Yep. Fair or foul Friday coming up next.
I'm so excited.
Day-Day's going to play. Dylon's going to play. Bo's going to play. And I'm going to ask the questions. It is the Morning Shift. By the way, this hour brought to you by Zero Res, a smart, lasting clean. We're going to have a smart, lasting fair or foul next. Sports Radio 99 again.
Don't touch that dial. This is the Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Yes, it's a fair or foul Friday. I want to give a quick homage to my boy Chris Goforth. I was telling you, he just sounds like college football to me. He makes me want college football to be here.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be hearing Chris Goforth while tailgating, getting ready for that noon kickoff.
Or driving through Opelika.
Yes.
On the way to like Panama City for a fall trip, and Auburn's about to play LSU.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
And one of those patented 8-6 games they used to have, right?
Yeah, those pre-Saban at Alabama games where, you know, and Saban was a part of some of those LSU-Auburn games at
right.
LSU.
Right.
But, dude, those were slobber knockers. I mean, they were. They would just, old school ass.
Knock your Richard in the dirt type games.
Yeah, that's right.
Day-Day Dialogue, what are y'all doing back there? We have work to do here. What are you talking about?
Well, they're playing next week's outfits.
What is the conversation?
They're playing next week's outfits, how to match.
Outfits?
We're going over cornhole game plans for the 99 The Game summer games.
Deep film study.
Are you playing together?
No, we're playing against each other, but we're just kind of letting each other know, like, you know, kind of a little background on our skill sets.
What I can do.
Scouting reports. Between each other. Just for
It's like trading film in high school. You know how the high school coaches trade film?
Cornhole trade deadline is looming. All right, gentlemen.
Sounds like Mike Bell's team needs to trade some players because they're not doing very well.
All hands on deck for this fair or foul. Fair or foul, within 3 years, Dawn Staley will be a men's head coach. Dawn Staley will be a men's head coach. Day-Day.
I'll say foul only because I think she really loves the developing these women, these young women in the women's game.
And being an ambassador for the women's game.
Yeah.
Fair or foul, Dylon?
Yeah, I'm going to say foul as well. Just to pretty much the point of what Day-Day said, I just think she cares so much about developing these young women and like you said, being that ambassador and being that voice for women's sports. And she knows she's a face. She's a cover of women's sports. So with that being on her shoulders too, I think she takes that seriously. She takes pride in that. So I don't see her going anywhere, especially not in 3 years.
Bo, Squid, Billy Morgan, Dawn Staley will be a men's head coach within 3 years.
I think it's foul, but for completely different reasons. I think she will probably be able to be paid just as well being a women's coach eventually, but also
they're making about her and Gino are making like $3 million.
Yeah, I think she wants to. I think it's more about competition for her. I think she eventually wants to be up there and remember like a Pat Summitt, and maybe take over the wins from the lady from Stanford that just retired, which Gino will pass. I think it's more about she probably is getting in her, I want to beat Gino. I want to coach as long as I can and have the most wins. Like, it's accomplishments. And look, you guys, you're not wrong about her developing.
Okay, we get it.
But people want to win.
We got to move on.
No, I want to do a tirade.
I say yes, she would love to be the first. Female, I think she would love that. I will say, I'm going to answer my own question. I think it's fair.
I think Becky Hammon might beat her.
Good point. That's a good point. Fair or foul, Falcons will average 29.2 points per game. Dylon.
Fair. The league is not going to know how to stop a Zach Robinson offense that is wielded by Kirk Cousins, Bijan. I think Kyle Pitts has a breakout year as well. Darnell Mooney, I think he's going to have somewhat of a breakout year too. Give me fair. I'm going to say we average 29.5 points per game.
I like it. Day-Day, the avuncular uncle of Sports Radio 929 The Game. Falcons will average 29.2 points per game.
I'm going to say foul because I've been kind of pegging them for 27.
Okay.
Kind of 27-5-ish. I think they're going to be high scoring. I think 29 might just be a little bit of a stretch, though, just in all honesty.
All right, Squid, as succinctly as possible.
Foul.
I will also say foul. I think they'll average 29.1 points per game.
If you give me 26 points a game, I think we'll all be happy. What we've seen the last few years, we'll all be happy.
Fair or foul? Mayonnaise. Fair or foul? Mayonnaise. Squid.
Fair. Nothing wrong with it. Give me a good Hellman's.
Dylon.
I barely tolerate mayonnaise. It's okay, like on a chicken sandwich, maybe a little bit, but I'd rather not have it foul. Mayonnaise is foul.
I have a friend that has a visceral hatred for mayonnaise.
I'm the same way.
Day-Day, mayonnaise, fair or foul?
Fair, but only on my sandwiches.
Only on the... Not to dip your French fries
no,
in.
No, sandwiches only.
I'll mix my tuna. I put it in tuna.
Fair or foul? Dating women taller than you. Dating women taller than you, fair or foul? Day-Day.
Fair. I've never done it, but fair. I have friends that have done it. I won't lie. In my single life, I saw some very tall women that I would have taken a shot, but I always said to myself, yeah, I'm probably not, the height they probably require.
See, it's the ones like that. That's the ones with the body count right there. Day-days. They ran through them. Nylon. Fair or foul, dating women taller than you.
I dated a female in college that was close to my height, not quite as tall as me, but close to my height. I'm about 6'2" and a half, something like that. But it's fair. I don't discriminate. So.
How tall are you, Rob?
I'm 6'3".
I want you guys to stand next to each other because I don't think he's 6'2".
Fair. He's 6'1". Well, you have no choice for the most part. Dating women taller than you, fair foul.
It's fair. I dated a girl that was 6 foot. I think she was 6'1".
And she adored you too, but she just.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Literally, the height was a problem for her, but not me. But it didn't hurt my feelings because she was honest about it.
In college, I was with a volleyball player that was 6'4" for a little while.
That's right.
Legs for days.
Mm-hmm.
Fair or foul? Any pizza is good pizza. Fair or foul? Any pizza is good pizza. Dylon.
Absolutely fair. I don't think I've ever had a bad pizza in my life. Of course, like we were talking about earlier, there are degrees of quality.
Yeah, you recognize that, but it's still pizza.
It's still pizza, and it still eats at the end of the day. It still eats.
Day-day, fair or foul?
Foul. School pizza has the cardboard box crust taste. I know.
Oh, I love the old square pizza from school. Put ketchup on it.
No. I used to. Them pieces at school used to hit. I'm not
now,
gonna lie.
When I was in high school, because I'm older, that my school was like one of those. We were in that era where we started getting those personal size Domino's pizzas.
Oh,
wow. When they started doing that,
how bougie.
Oh yeah.
No, I like the square pieces, and you can get them. Hey, can I get the burnt piece? It's fair because I think that putting pineapples on a pizza is revolting, and you should be put in prison for it.
Oh, absolutely.
However,
that's firing squad.
However, if you ordered one that had pineapples on, I just pick the pineapples off and still eat it. Then the pizza's good.
Fair or foul? Going to either movies, concerts, or restaurants by yourself. Fair or foul? Day-day.
Fair. Fair, very fair. My wife actually thought I was kind of strange because I would go to the movies by myself when she first met me.
Fair or foul, Dylon?
It's very fair. I've gone to a movie by myself. I've gone to a Braves game by myself. I would go to a concert by myself. It was the right artist, a.k.a. Drake. But absolutely fair.
Fair or foul. All those things, concerts, restaurants, movies by yourself.
They're different for me. I don't want to go to a restaurant by myself unless I sit at the bar. I've gone to the movies once by myself, but I'm not going to a concert by myself. This is boring. I want to have fun. I want to hang out with people.
I meet people.
You can make friends there.
I don't like
I like my own company. I'm good. I've done all three by myself.
I don't like meeting new people necessarily. I mean, I do, but like not at an event like that where I want to just relax. Meeting new people's work, you know?
Fair or foul? Brent Key will lead Georgia Tech to 9 wins this year. Fair or foul, Dylon?
Ooh. I'll go fair. I'm going to say they'll do it. I feel like they could be on that fringe of 8, but you know what? As the hometown take, I'll go with fair, and I'll say Georgia Tech gets 9.
Day-day, does Tech win 9 games this year?
Fair. I have no choice. My wife is an alum. Fair.
Squid.
Yeah, I love Brent Key, and I want to be optimistic about a good Tech season. I'm going fair.
I'm
going
to go fair. I think something's cooking on the flats.
Plus, the ACC is kind of garbage anyways.
Fair or foul? Pop-Tarts. Fair or foul? Pop-Tarts. Squid.
Fair, but the blueberry ones, so good.
Toasted, untoasted. I like them
untoasted,
raw.
Untoasted. I like the frosting to taste like not heated crap, like the frosting.
Dylon, fair or foul, Pop-Tart?
I'll go either way. You can toast it, put in the microwave for 20 seconds, or eat it straight out the pack. Absolutely fair. Love Pop-Tarts.
They're still magical. Day squared.
High school day-day would say fair. Unfortunately, it's just one of those food items I've outgrown.
You've outgrown that mature palate of yours, sir. I understand. Fair or foul, the ESPYs. If they were playing on an airplane, you'd still walk out.
Fair. I would walk out of the ESPYs. I think it's just brutal.
Fair or foul, Day-Day?
Well, on an airplane, unfortunately, I'm going to have to stomach that.
I'd go sit in the bathroom.
Fair foul, Dylon.
I would watch the ESPYs on an airplane, but they would not be my first viewing choice.
All right. That's fair foul right there. Good job, gentlemen. Thank you for your participation and being present.
Me, good job. You, good job.
Good job. Great job, Rob Tribble.
What's the mayonnaise question?
Dislike mayonnaise with a strong pass.
Does mayonnaise need a wake-up call at 404-726-0929? Put them on your Pop-Tarts. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Is the Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Yes, it's a Fair or Foul Friday. I want to give a quick homage to my boy Chris Goforth. I was telling you, he just sounds like college football to me. He makes me want college football to be here.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be hearing Chris Goforth while tailgating, getting ready for that noon kickoff.
Or driving through Opelika.
Yes.
On the way to like Panama City for a fall trip, and Auburn's about to play LSU.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
And one of those patented 8-6 games they used to have, right?
Yeah, those pre-Saban at Alabama games where, you know, and Saban was a part of some of those LSU-Auburn games at
right.
LSU.
Right.
But, dude, those were slobber knockers. They were. They would just – Well, old school ass.
Knock your Richard in the dirt games.
Yeah, that's right.
Day-Day Dylon, what are y'all doing back there? We have work to do here. What are you talking about?
Well, they're planning next week's outfits.
What is the conversation?
They're planning next week's outfits, how to match.
Outfits?
We're going over cornhole game plans for the 99 The Game summer games. Deep film study.
Are you playing together?
No, we're playing against each other, but we're just kind of letting each other know, like, you know, kind of a little background on our skill sets.
What I can do.
Scouting reports. Between each other. Just for
It's like trading film in high school. You know how the high school coaches trade film?
Cornhole trade deadline is looming. All right, gentlemen.
Sounds like Mike Bell's team needs to trade some players because they're not doing very well.
All hands on deck for this fair or foul. Fair or foul, within 3 years, Dawn Staley will be a men's head coach. Dawn Staley will be a men's head coach. Day-Day.
I'll say foul only because I think she really loves the developing these women, these young women in the women's game.
And being an ambassador for the women's game.
Yeah.
Fair or foul, Dylon?
Yeah, I'm going to say foul as well. Just to pretty much the point of what Day-Day said, I just think she cares so much about developing these young women. And like you said, being that ambassador and being that voice for women's sports. And she knows she's a face. She's a cover of women's sports. So with that being on her shoulders, too, I think she takes that seriously. She takes pride in that. So I don't see her going anywhere, especially not in 3 years.
Bo, Squid, Billy Morgan, Dawn Staley will be a men's head coach within 3 years.
I think it's foul, but for completely different reasons. I think, she will probably be able to be paid just as well being a women's coach eventually, but also
– They're making about three – her and Gino are making like $3 million.
Yeah, I think she wants to – I think it's more about competition for her. I think she eventually wants to be up there and remember like a Pat Summitt, and maybe take over the wins from the lady from Stanford that just retired, which Gino will pass. I think it's more about she probably is getting in her, I want to beat Gino. I want to coach as long as I can and have the most wins. Like, it's accomplishments. And look, you guys, you're not wrong about her developing.
Okay, we get it.
But people want to win.
We got to move on.
No, I want to do a tirade.
I say yes, she would love to be the first. Female, I think she would love that. I will say, I'm going to answer my own question. I think it's fair.
I think Becky Hammon might beat her.
Good point. That's a good point. Fair or foul, Falcons will average 29.2 points per game. Dylon.
Fair. The league is not going to know how to stop a Zach Robinson offense that is wielded by Kirk Cousins, Bijan. I think Kyle Pitts has a breakout year as well. Darnell Mooney, I think he's going to have somewhat of a breakout year too. Give me fair. I'm going to say we average 29.5 points per game.
I like it. Day-Day, the avuncular uncle of Sports Radio 929 The Game. Falcons will average 29.2 points per game.
I'm going to say foul because I've been kind of pegging them for 27.
Okay.
Kind of 27-5-ish. I think they're going to be high scoring. I think 29 might just be a little bit of a stretch, though, just in all honesty.
All right, Squid, as succinctly as possible.
Foul.
I will also say foul. I think they'll average 29.1 points per game.
If you give me 26 points a game, I think we'll all be happy. What we've seen the last few years, we'll all be happy.
Fair or foul? Mayonnaise. Fair or foul? Mayonnaise. Squid.
Fair. Nothing wrong with it. Give me a good Hellman's.
Dylon.
I barely tolerate mayonnaise. It's okay, like on a chicken sandwich, maybe a little bit, but I'd rather not have it foul. Mayonnaise is foul.
I have a friend that has a visceral hatred for mayonnaise.
I'm the same way.
Day-Day, mayonnaise, fair or foul?
Fair, but only on my sandwiches.
Only on the... Not to dip your French fries
no,
in.
Sandwiches only.
I'll mix my tuna. I put it in tuna.
Fair or foul? Dating women taller than you. Dating women taller than you, fair or foul? Day-Day.
Fair, I've never done it, but fair, I have friends that have done it. I won't lie, in my single life, I saw some very tall women that I would have taken a shot, but I always said to myself, yeah, I'm probably not, the height they probably require.
See, it's the ones like that. That's the ones with the body count right there, Day-Day, the Day-Days. They ran through them. Nylon. Fair or foul, dating women taller than you.
I dated a female in college that was close to my height. Not quite as tall as me, but close to my height. I'm about, 6'2" and a half, something like that. But it's fair. I don't discriminate. So.
How tall are you, Rob?
I'm 6'3".
I want you guys to stand next to each other because I don't think he's 6'2".
Fair. 6'1". Well, you have no choice for the most part. Dating women taller than you, fair foul.
It's fair. I dated a girl that was 6 foot. I think she was 6'1".
And she adored you too, but she just.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Literally, the height was a problem for her, but not me. But it didn't hurt my feelings because she was honest about it.
In college, I was with a volleyball player that was 6'4 for a little while.
That's right.
Legs for days.
Mm-hmm.
Fair or foul? Any pizza is good pizza. Fair or foul? Any pizza is good pizza. Dylon.
Absolutely fair. I don't think I've ever had a bad pizza in my life. Of course, like we were talking about earlier, there are degrees of quality.
Yeah, you recognize that, but it's still pizza.
It's still pizza, and it still eats at the end of the day.
It still eats. Day-Day, fair or foul?
Foul. School pizza has the cardboard box crust taste. I know.
Oh, I love the old square pizza from school. Put ketchup on it.
No. I used to. Them pieces at school used to hit. I'm not going to lie.
When I was in high school, because I'm older, that my school was like one of those. We were in that era where we started getting those personal size Domino's pizzas.
Oh,
wow. When they started doing that.
How bougie.
Oh, yeah.
No, I like the square pieces, and you can get them. Hey, can I get the burnt piece? It's fair because I think that putting pineapples on a pizza is revolting, and you should be put in prison for it.
Oh, absolutely.
However.
That's firing squad.
However, if you ordered one that had pineapples on it, I just pick the pineapples off and still eat it. Then the pizza's good.
Fair or foul? Going to either movies, concerts, or restaurants by yourself. Fair or foul, Day-Day?
Fair. Fair, very fair. My wife actually thought I was kind of strange because I would go to the movies by myself when she first met me.
Fair or foul, Dylon?
It's very fair. I've gone to a movie by myself. I've gone to a Braves game by myself. I would go to a concert by myself. It was the right artist, a.k.a. Drake. But absolutely fair.
Fair or foul. All those things, concerts, restaurants, movies by yourself.
They're different for me. I don't want to go to a restaurant by myself unless I sit at the bar. I've gone to the movies once by myself, but I'm not going to a concert by myself. This is boring. I want to have fun. I want to hang out with people.
I meet people.
You can make friends there.
I don't like people.
I like my own company. I'm good. I've done all three by myself.
I don't like meeting new people necessarily. I mean, I do, but like not at an event like that where I want to just relax. Meeting new people's work,
Fair or foul, Brent Key will lead Georgia Tech to 9 wins this year. Fair or foul, Dylon?
Ooh. I'll go fair. I'm going to say they'll do it. I feel like they could be on that fringe of 8, but you know what? As the hometown take, I'll go with fair, and I'll say Georgia Tech gets 9.
Day-Day, does Tech win 9 games this year?
Fair. I have no choice. My wife is an alum. Fair.
Squid.
Yeah, I love Brent Key, and I want to be optimistic about a good Tech season. I'm going fair.
I'm going to go fair. I think something's cooking on the flats.
Plus, the ACC is kind of garbage anyways.
Fair or foul? Pop-Tarts. Fair or foul? Pop-Tarts. Squid.
Fair, but the blueberry ones. Mmm, so good.
Toasted, untoasted. I like them
untoasted,
raw.
Untoasted. I like the frosting to taste like not heated crap. I like the frosting.
Dylon, fair or foul, Pop-Tart?
I'll go either way. You can toast it, put in the microwave for 20 right. seconds, or eat it straight out the pack. Absolutely fair. Love Pop-Tarts.
They're still magical. Day squared.
High school day would say fair. Unfortunately, it's just one of those food items I've outgrown.
You've outgrown that mature palate of yours, sir. I understand. Fair or foul, the ESPYs. If they were playing on an airplane, you'd still walk out.
Fair. I would walk out of the ESPYs. I think it's just brutal.
Fair or foul, Day-Day?
Well, on an airplane, unfortunately, I'm going to have to stomach that.
I'd go sit in the bathroom.
Fair or foul, Dylon?
I would watch the ESPYs on an airplane, but they would not be my first viewing choice.
All right. That's fair or foul right there. Good job, gentlemen. Thank you for your participation and being present.
Me, good job. You, good job.
Good job. Great job, Rob Tribble.
What's the mayonnaise question?
Dislike mayonnaise with a strong pass.
Does mayonnaise need a wake-up call at 404-726-0929? Put them on your Pop-Tarts. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.